We're in the middle of the Tosfos Kulo Sviru Sukkah Diras Kvabi Inan. The Gemara mentions a list of 8 Tanoim who are of this opinion, that Sukkah Diras Kvah. Tosfos first of all points out that we don't assume that every Shita holds like the other ones. The Haraya, Rabbi Yehuda and Beishamai have different shiurim from the minimum size of the Sukkah. Zayin al Zayin, according to Beit Shammai, Rebbe and Beit Shammai, I should say. And Daud al Daud, according to Rebbe. We find like this in other sugyas as well. That's the first part of the Tosfos. Then the next part of the Tosfos that we began to discuss is the mentioning of Rabbi Yehuda in the list. Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned as holding Diras Kvar Be'inan based on what it says in the Mishnah that Sukkah L'mal Me'esim is Kasher. So Tosfos wonders, does this mean that we're interpreting the Mishnah and the Machlokas, whether you have a Sukkah Mal Me'esim Kasher or Pasul, according to the Shita of Rava? Because Rava gave the explanation on that base that we have a Xeris HaKasher, that Sukkah has to be Diras Arai, and Mal Me'esim is considered Diras Keva, it couldn't be Arai. And Rabbi Yehuda apparently would therefore hold that Sukkah is Diras Keva. So does this mean that Abaya holds, like Rav's Pshat, as opposed to, for example, Rav Zeira and Rabba, who had different interpretations? The problem is that Abaya asked on Rav. Abaya's question was, what about the case of Mechitzas Shel Barzel? According to you, that should be a problem, and we don't find that. And Rav gave an answer. So seemingly Abaya didn't accept Rav's Pshat. This is the dilemma that Tosfos is presenting. How does Tosfos resolve this? So Tosfos doesn't want to say, as we'll see in the Ramban and the Mechamos, Tosfos doesn't want to say that Abaya was chozer and accepted Rava's pshat and Rava's answer to his question. Abaya still held his own. In other words, so as far as pshat in the Mishnah is concerned, pshat in the Machokas is concerned, Abaya could well learn like Rosera, like Rava. But Lemaisa, Abaya can still say that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Diras Kvar Be'inan. Why? Says Tosfos, simple. Because Lemaisa, the case that we're discussing in Rabbi Yehuda, a Sukkah L'mal Me'esrin, is by definition a Diras Kva. So obviously Rabbi Yehuda is Diras Kva Be'inan, not because the Machokis revolves around this drasha that you need Arai versus Keva, that the Tanakhama says one way, Yehuda the other way, but Lemaisa, in Rabbi Yehuda, you see he owes Diras Kva, because that is the fact in the case of a Sukkah L'mal Me'esrin. Emesu de L'mal Me'chaf L'kaima Elam Kina Sol Kva. Tosfos brings another Gemara and the Chaf Aleph from the Beis. The Gemara says, "Yudulet Hamei, the Amas Sukkah Diras Kvar Be'inan," which means the Gemara is using again the Yehuda simile of Dav Beis with Hamei. The Diek Mehad Machshel Mal Mechav. That's the Gemara's Makar. Tosfos concludes again, "Shma Mina Dirogelasu Sukkasu Diras Kvar." What does Tosfos mean in this Ragilasos? It's a little bit unclear. Tosfos L'chor would be saying that you have another Gemara that also shows that Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Kvar Be'inan and connects it to Dav Beis. What exactly is the case that Tosfos is referring to? Yashin Tachas Hamita. So we have to just be a little familiar with it. We have the Tanakhama says, Lo Yotzei Chovas. So this inyan by itself is going to be discussed as we get to the sugyos and Daf Tes and Daf Yud, Tachas Ha'ila and Sadin and so on, the nitty gritty of these inyanim. What exactly is the nature of the chesaron, that you're not in the ohel of the sukkah, you're in a separate ohel? What exactly is the relationship between the various halachas that we find that have certain similarities? Tachas Ha'ila, sukkah, Tachas Ha'sukkah. Pirisadin, these are important sugyas that are coming up, so we can't really learn it properly. But just a simple understanding that a person who's in some kind of enclosure that's within the larger enclosure called a sukkah, says the Tanakhama, lo yotze dechovaso, that you are now enclosed by the mita, and therefore you're not considered to be under the schach of the sukkah, under the sukkah, and that creates a problem in your yeshiva sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda says, no'agim ha'inu, that we did do so. And he reports what took place, and they didn't protest, and Yehuda therefore holds that it's okay. Comes one more Tana, Rav Shimon, and he says no. He basically echoes the Tanakhama, and he brings a story of Tavi Avdash Rabbi Gamliel that did so, and Rabbi Gamliel pointed out to this Kainim, you see, he knows he's a Tamid Chacham, he knows that he's Pater, therefore he's over there, because he's not Yotze anyway. And therefore, again, it goes back to the sheet of the Tanakhama. That's the Mishnah. What exactly is this machokes based on? Rabbi Yehuda says that Yashen Tachas Hamita, you are Yotze. Yashen Tachas Hamita Besukka, you are Yotze. So you have in the Gemara one suggestion on Chaf Alfam Beis, which is the Gemara Tosis is referring to. The Iba Yesema, Rabbi Yehuda Letame. Rabbi Yehuda follows his own reasoning. The Omas Sukka Diras Kvar Be'inan. So again, Tosis takes this to mean Letame, because the Gemara is in fact working off of that base. So how does it play out over here? So the words of the Gemara are, because Sukka Diras Kvar Be'inan, Vahavale Mita Diras Arai. The mita is not a diras keva, it's just there, you can move it around, it's not there to stay necessarily, it's by definition diras arai. This ohel of the mita is a diras arai, and therefore lo'asi, the mita is diras arai, the sukkah is ohel keva, because sukkah is a diras keva, it's the yudu tamei, and therefore lo'asi, ohel arai, mevatel ohel keva. So Shitas of Yehuda is based on the fact that we have definitions here for what we're dealing with. The Mita is obviously an Ol Arai. The Sukkah, the Shitas of Yehuda, is an Ol Keva. So you can't say that he's not Shaykh to be in the Ohel space of the Sukkah because he's under the Mita. No, the Mita doesn't have enough to take away that Chalos Shem being in the Sukkah. Lashon Rashi, Lo Asi Ol Arai Vato Keva, Lo Asi Shem HaSukkah Mikan. So that's the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara goes on and says, but wait a second, Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is also of the opinion not like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that Yashin Tachas Amita V'Sukkah Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovasa. But after all, Rav Shimon is also of the opinion that Sukkah is Diras Keva, as we know in our list on Daf Zayin on the days. But Rav Shimon Dominami Sukkah Diras Kvar Be'inan, and yet he says that you're not Yotzei. Says the Gemara, the Machokis is not within whether Sukkah is Diras Kev, and the Machokis is whether, based on that, we will say that the Nita, being a Diras Arai, being an Ol Arai, can or cannot be Mevatel, the shame, Ohel Keva of the Sukkah. Baha Pligi, says the Gemara, Mar Sover Asi Ol Arai, Mevatel Ol Keva, that's of Shimon, notwithstanding the fact that the Nita is Ol Arai and the Sukkah is Ol Keva, but nonetheless, you're not Yotzei. And Rav Yehuda holds a masavar lo asi ol arai vata ol keva. That's the tzuras, the shmaitzah, that's the shaka v'tarya on chaf alfa mebeis. Coming back to our Tosfos. The Tosfos basically says that Rav Yehuda is associated with the shita of holding sukkah diras keva, not because he holds like Rav's pshat in the machokas by the Malam Esrim, but simply because the fact is it's a case of a diras keva. That's our Gemara, and so too the sugya later, that the Gemara is medayik yod diras keva, and the Tosfos concludes shmamna derogi lasu sukkas diras keva. The obvious question that we struggled with, l'chora, all that emerges from Tosfos is that Rav Yehuda is machshir sukkah as a diras keva. In other words, l'mal me'estrim is defined as a diras keva, and yet it's kasher. So all that seems to say is that he's machshir by diras keva. Where do you see Rabbi Yehuda that you need a diras keva? We noted the Lashon HaRash and Siman Aleph is just that. Rabbi Yehuda Pirush, Rabbi Yehuda Sukkas diras keva be'inan, Pirush, that he's machshir b'diras keva. The Kavan Asana wonders about such a Lashon HaRash, but that's the Lashon HaRash. Seemingly, he concedes the point. All you have in Rabbi Yehuda is that it's kasher b'diras keva. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says it in his own words. He says, within this pshat that we're saying, he basically says the pshat of Tosfos, and he says, what's not so meduyuk in the Gemara, what's not nachon in the Lashon HaGemara, is the language, diras keva be'inan. Because be'inan sounds like that we're makbid on keva, and that would be the case for all the other seven. But when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, it's really not precisely the point of be'inan. So l'chora, that would be what Tosfos would hold as well. Again, could be other ways to learn this. Pashtus, you see the Tosa Rush here, you see the Tosa Bino Peretz, you see the Lashon of the Rush. All this seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda is also machshir by diras keva. So in terms of the Gemara, you'll have to swallow the dochek. Okay, diras keva be'inan means for Rabbi Yehuda something less than it means b'nogea the other seven. But what really more problematic than the lashon is what do you do with the sugya on daf chafal from the base. Turns out our Gemara, basically Abaye is lining up eight tanoim who are within the camp. Tosa says they're not exactly identical with each other, but within the approach called Diras Keva Be'inan, Rabbi Yehuda being in the list is a little bit different than the others. Be'inan not requiring it, but the machshir after Diras Keva at the Lashon of the Rush. But L'chayra, the Tzukya Daf Chafal from the days, tells us, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you are Yotze if you're Yashin Tachas Amita B'Sukkah? Because Lo Asi Mita, which is Olarai, Umevato Olakeva. Seemingly, if all Rabbi Yehuda held is that you can have a Diras Keva, but doesn't have to be Keva, it could be Lamal Me'asim, it could be Lamata Me'asim. So how could Rabbi Yehuda make such a statement and say, Lo Asi Olarai, Umevato Olakeva? Who tells you the case is there is the Olakeva? You know the case? So this is a stammer to Masnissim. The Mishnah says, Hayashin tachas amita b'sukkah, lo yatzei dechavasa, Yehuda says you yotze. Wait a second. What if the sukkah was not a diras keva? What if it was constructed diras arai? So then, asi ol arai, umvata ol arai. Rabbi Yehuda says you yotze. Chayra, that's not, shouldn't be true. It should depend on what the case is. This question, if you look carefully in Lashon Ramban, maybe we'll get to it soon, the Ramban is merames to this kasha, which is why the Ramban goes a whole different direction here. For the Ramban, as we'll soon see, the point of Rabbi Yehuda is that, in fact, he's makbid, it has to be keva. Because he couldn't see room for such a possibility. The Gemara there is discussing all cases. So it has to be a case of keva, because Rabbi Yehuda is makbid on keva. But the way that we have in Tosis, and in Tosis Harash, and Tosis Abinu Peretz, what do you do with this Gemara? How can you call it definitively an old keva? Rabbi Yehuda just holds it could be keva, not that it has to be. So how can you tell me blanket statement in that case that you yod say the yashin tachas amita? No, who does ask this kasha? Lemaisa, I will say who asks this kasha besides the Ramban Beremes, who takes the kasha head on?
Tosarash.
Yeah. Tosarash. Oh. Now we have to understand what the Tosarash is going to answer. Before I go into Tosarash and what he says, a similar question, let's just bring out the question in another case. Is there another example? Maybe it's not fair to ask the question because we didn't do the later Tosas yet on the bottom of the Amud, but maybe you know the Gemara. Is there another application of Rabbi Yehuda saying Sukkah Diras Kevin besides the issue of Yashin Tachas Amita? And leaving out the next Mishnah, which is dependent on Rashi, with the Engel Keva, that's Machokis Shat in the Gemara. But another Gemara, Mefurish Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda, Letamei, the Omar, Tzuka Diras Keva, Be'inan, therefore something. Who knows? It's not in, not in Sukkah, but Mesechta Yuma, it comes up. The Shaila of Mezuzah. The Sukkah's Chag Bechag, again, it's going to be again at the bottom of the Amud here as well. The Gemara discusses it in the Sugyat Chesim Abeis, but the Gemara is in Yuma Daf Ches, Daf Yud, Sukkas Chag B'chag Chayeves B'mezuzah, Rafi Rav Yehuda. Why? So the Gemara says here, I think it's Rava says, Shud Ridu Tanei Sukkah Diras Pabina. Once again, I would echo the Kasha that we're asking on Daf Chavalef in Sukkah, to ask on Sukkah, on Yuma Daf Yud, what sukkah is chai b'mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda? It doesn't say only if it's keva, only this case, not that case. Pashtus, every sukkah is chai b'mezuzah. So this shlomah, if the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is b'inan, literally, it has to be keva, so then it's going to be keva, it's going to be chai b'mezuzah. But if you're going to take this more power of approach that we've seen in Rabbeinu Peretz and in the Rush, that all Rabbi Yehuda's diras keva b'inan means is that it could be keva, so what are you telling me the Yechayv and Mezuzah? That should depend if it's Keva or not. So the Tosarash doesn't ask from Yuma, that Yud, he asked the Kasha from Sukkah Chaf Aleph. But the Chara is a similar Kasha. Libi Omeli, I don't know, I don't have a proof necessarily, except maybe this would be the Pshat. Tosus language at the end, which does not appear in the Rush, which is perhaps not a coincidence, and that's noted by the Masha too, that these words at the end do not appear in the Rush. When Tosis quotes Chaf Aleph, he says, Shema mina deragil lasso sukaso diras keva. What does Tosis want with deragil lasso? What does Tosis want with ragil lasso? He likes to do it. It's common to do it. What could Tosis have in mind, perhaps?
He's explaining why Minastam is Tosis keva.
It's Tosis, maybe without spelling out the kasha, that's way hard to know for sure, but maybe Tosis is addressing our question implicitly that Lamaisa Mehecha Tesa, we're talking about a case that is a Diras Keva. If Rav Yehuda is Machshir also be Diras Keva, but it could also be Diras Arai, so how can you say that you're always Yotze Tachas Amita V'Sukkah? Tosis says, but that's the point. Apparently, it goes a step further. If Rav Yehuda is Machshir be Diras Keva, then there may be a Hidur, a Maila. Not that it's possible otherwise, but apparently there would be a Maila. To explain why that should be, perhaps, but if there's a Hechshir B'diras Keva, then apparently there's some inyan to do it, and people would try to get to that standard to do it B'diras Keva, and therefore it's not perhaps such a problem that the Mishnah can say definitively of Yehuda Machshir, because Mistam, we're talking about a case that people are making a Sukkah B'diras Keva. Like it, don't like it, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's correct, but it could be. Tosis, maybe Tosis had that in mind, that he wants to answer the Kasha from Chaf Aleph by trying to work the case into a stomach denosa case, deragil lasos. No, if that's the case for Chaf Aleph, I'll have to say something similar for Yuma Daf Yud. So, Sukkas Chag B'Chag, the Chai B'Mezuzah, means the case that's a Duras Keva. Again, still a bit of a Deuchat, but maybe that would be what Tosis had in mind. L'maisa Tosrash doesn't say those words, a ragil lasos. Tosa Rush specifically asks from Chaf Aleph, doesn't discuss Yuma Daf Yud, but he asks the Kasha. What does he ask? Let's see in the Tosa Rush, interesting words. It's Mefurish in Tosa Rush, like we saw in the short Lashon of the Rush. Again, not like the Karban Asano's problem on the Rush. He starts by saying, Rav Yehuda de Machshir, three lines in. Rav Yehuda de Machshir Nami Lamala Me'esrim Lo Boi Diras Keva Kimo Rabbanan Ela Machshir Afilu Diras Keva. And so Lo Boi Diras Arai Kimo Rabbanan. Rabbanan required Diras Arai. Rav Yehuda disagrees, and he holds Ela Machshir Afilu Diras Keva. Again, that's Mamash the Lashon of the Russian Piskei Rush. He adds even more so over here. Velo Sheyehei Matzvich Dafka Diras Keva. So there's no two ways about it. And the Tosafot Rush, again, the Karban Asano didn't have the Tosafot Rush, so he tried to work out the Lashon HaRush, not the way it sounds. But Tosafot Rush is Mefurish. That in the Rabbi Yehuda that Abaye is listing, it's not a Hakpada on Keva, but rather, what is it? It's Kasher Afil B'diras Keva. But now comes the obvious Kasha. V'hada Amar Kamon. He quotes the Gemara Chaf Aleph, Rav Yehuda L'tamei, Dama Sukkah Diras Keva B'inan, V'havali Mita Ola Roi B'sukkah Ol Keva, V'lasi Ola Roi Bat Ol Keva. So what's the obvious kasha? Who's talking about that it has to be an Ol Keva? It doesn't have to be Ol Keva. Perush. Keva and the Yochol Lasso Sukkah Diras Keva. Once we say that you could do it Keva, Im Kain, Kol Diras Sukkah Mikri Keva. Once you hold, you open the door this much, that you could make a keva, that the Torah did not have a hakpada, that it have to be a rai, memela, we say that the diras sukkah by its own definition is keva, and therefore what kicks in is the rule that's stated there, hilkachu asio arai mvatu diras keva. And he goes on, more cheshbonus with that sugi, with Rav Shimon. Let's understand what he's saying. It's an interesting yesod. What does he seem to be saying? Were I to hold that it has to be a rai, and look, no two ways about it, obviously, then sukkah is not keva. The Torah is makvid on a rai. But once you allow that it could be keva, then lemaisa it is keva. What does he mean? What if that sukkah should resonate in our mind as keva? Why would you say it's automatically keva? By virtue of what? No, tell me what you know. There's a Mishnah in the second parak that describes Sukkah in terms of Keva. We mentioned this when we first read the Gemara Dav Beis. What do we have about Yeshiva Sukkah? What does it say in the Mishnah? Kosher Asayamim. A person makes, right? Veso Arai, Besukaso Keva. So the very fact that the Torah says to go leave your house, go, say Midiras, right, and go into to the Sukkah, but make that your home. So this something about that whole imperative to go to the Sukkah for 7 days that implies a kvius. That's your kvius now for the week. So now, what does that mean? So, what the Torah to say, but wait a second. I'm telling you to do that, but I want this to be Dira Sarai. And obviously that's pushing back on this idea. You which means what Rava would be saying on Beis HaMidrash within the Rabbanan, that true, your yeshiva has to be an open of keva, but the chefs has to be a chefs of arai. It's an arai dwelling. But you have to act in it with the kviyus. But that's because the Torah had hakpada, that the Torah told you, I want you to consider this to be arai, but I want you to go there with a certain manner of keva. But it is arai. But if the Torah didn't put those words in, the Torah did not tell me that it has to be arai. If once you say that you can construct it in the manner of keva as well, then by virtue of what is it keva? By virtue of the fact that the whole spirit of the mitzvah is to go there and teishu kein toduru, as we say. Now, the teishu kein toduru is what defines it as a keva. Were the Torah to say that it has to be arai, then teishu kein toduru is going to have an application in terms of the hanhaga of the sukkah, kein toduru. But the sukkah remains in the category as a classification of a diras arai. But once you're not going to hold that the Torah was makbid that it has to be arai, a diras arai, so now the teshu came to duru itself is going to define the sukkah as a diras kevah. Chur, that's what I think the Tosa Rush means. And therefore, even if the case on Chaf Aleph is discussing a sukkah that's not constructed per se in a manner of kevah, but it's still going to have the rule of go asi o arai bata o keva, because the teshu kein toduru is enough to make it an a diras keva. Only if the Torah would have been makpid that has to be arai would you have to keep it within the category of arai. There's a din of kein toduru, that's a din kein toduru, but that doesn't infringe on the definition of the sukkah. But if the Torah did not create this limitation that the sukkah has to be arai, that the teishu kein toduru will then, by definition, extend to the chetz of the sukkah. Obviously, it's a kviyus here. You're acting like a kviyus, so the sukkah is keva. Whether you made it keva or not, it's irrelevant. It is keva. If you wish, I could say the reason why Tosus says, even though he said a different shot for Tosus vis-a-vis the sugya chafalif. So I don't know if Tosus, if we hold that way, Tos didn't learn that, didn't answer the sugya like the Rush. But why shmamina derogil asus keva? We want to say why Tosus says it, but why? Why should it be? Why rogil asus keva? Maybe hagufa. Because you see there's a teshu kein toduru halacha, so the more that you can show the kein toduru, the better. So why shmamina rogil asus keva? Because it makes more of a statement about keva. Elma, you don't have to do it keva. But the Rush was saying a step further, that even if you don't make it keva, it is keva. And that's the sugya of Chaf Aleph. No, the Rush didn't ask for mezuzah. Chur, the same answer, we'll go there. How come every sukkah is chayav mezuzah? Answer is, because once you have the heter to make it keva, then the very chef of the sukkah is viewed as keva because of teshu kein to do. Rafi, waiting patiently, yeah.
What's pushing us to use that pasuk?
You could say that. Other psukim you want to say shivas yamin. I like taking toduru. I mean, I hear none of that is in the Rush. So you want to say something else? We'll look at it. We'll see the pnei shuva. That's going to be for the Ramban. But I mean, there's something about the heart of the mitzvah. So I don't just think it's the word itself. I think it's the whole notion of the mitzvah. That's why I say Tishrei came to. That's why I would say it this way. Again, we're not saying the Ramban. We'll get to the Ramban in a second. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda requires keva. There's no indication, for example, let's pick one example. Could Rabbi Yehuda be machshir a sukkah that dimensions are vav al vav, which is Beis Hillel? According to everything we said now, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. There's nothing in Rabbi Yehuda that indicates that it has to be the minimum size keva of anyone here. Elamai, but it will have a same keva regardless. In the Ramban, of course, it's not going to be the case. According to Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold Bi'inan. So whatever the Bi'inan is going to mean, whatever halacha, but certainly, let's say, for this halacha that I just told you, he couldn't allow a sukkah less than Zayin al Zayin, because he requires keva. Either that or Dalet al Dalet, but, you know, one of those. But less than that, you couldn't have keva, and he would require keva. For the Rush, it's not the Pshat. You don't need to construct it as keva. But it is keva by itself. But why is that so? Because he's machshir keva. If there would have been this halacha that had to be arai, then you couldn't say this. Then obviously there's a separation. The Torah says it's going to be arai, it's going to be arai. The teshu came to do notwithstanding. But if it's kosher in a manner of keva, then it already is going to turn into keva. That's what the Rosh is saying to Rizav Chafalof, and I think we have to say the same thing for Yuma Daf Yud. This is a Shitas HaRosh. And again, the basic Mahalach of Tosis, vis-a-vis the Sugya Chafalof, we thought maybe Tosis had a different answer. That's why he mentions the Ragil. Take it or leave it, but that, you know, that would be what you know, that could be what Tosis meant. Lo kein the Ramban. Ramban has a very different approach to this question. Let's take a look. The Ramban holds that this Gemara of Abaye, who identifies Rabbi Yehuda as the Manda Omar, the holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, this will indicate that Abaye accepted Rabbi's response to his question. There's no other way for the Ramban. We'll have to know, why couldn't he go the route of Tosis? So we'll get to that. But the Ramban's approach is that Abaye was chozer. So, Umaisa, what's the pshat? Where does it all come? How does it all play out? Still in all. All you have is Rabbi Yehuda being machshir l'mala me'asrim. But where do you see that diras keva be'ina? So maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do the paragraph. I don't know if it's two paragraphs by you. In mine, it's a separate paragraph. We'll do that first, and then we'll maybe come back to the earlier part when he talks about Chaf Aleph. But the basic answer to the kasha that we started with: where do you see Rabbi Yehuda holds you need keva? So for Tosus, the answer is you don't. All you see is that it's kasha, but when it's keva, and then you have to deal with Chaf Aleph. And human. But the Ramban holds as follows, because Savi Rabbanan doesn't mean here, it means like the Rif and the Rishonim, the Gaonim. The Chihecha de Makshir Rabbi Yehuda Lamala Me Esrim. Everyone see where I'm reading? Again, in the Ozva Hadar it's a separate paragraph, in the other ones it may not be separate, but it's you have to find it in the middle. The Kasavi Rabbanan, the Chihecha de Makshir Rabbi Yehuda Lamala Me Esrim. Just as Rabbi Yehuda is machshir above 20, afagav du efshala el b'diras keva, hacha nami pasel diras aroy. So, once I know that, I also know that he would also disqualify diras aroy. It's not possible to say that Rabbi Yehuda is what you might call a third shita, or a shita that says it's also kasher if it's keva, but it could also be aroy. No. It's one or the other. Either Aroi Dafka or Keva Dafka. Why? Where does it come from? My time. Because Kra, the Pasik, O Bediras Aroi Dafka, O Bediras Keva Dafka, Midrash. Ukederav. It was either it's to be interpreted as Diras Aroi Dafka or Diras Keva Dafka. Okay, the Rava would mean what? Which one? Which is Kedarava? What's Kedarava? What? Rava that says? That you dashne how? Diras? That dafka what? That the Pisarai. So the words are a little bit confusing then. Kedarava, let's just, you know, switch the order. Kedarava l'chor is, it's that midrash on diras harai. Or the other way to read it is maybe that he means to disqualify. Maybe that's what it means. Kra obadiras harai dafka means that we're only disqualifying harai. No, I don't think so. L'chor it means that it has to be harai, right? Obadiras keva dafka means it has to be keva. Ukidirava, meaning that Rava's brasha was that it has to be a rai. No, what am I missing?
According to Rava, it's going to have to. You're going to have two studs, and Rabbi Huda is going to say it has to be kept, or according to Rabban, has to.
That's what I mean. Ukidirava, meaning Ukidirava, that's the machokis. Oh, good, better. Then you have to like go back on the earlier case. Ukidirava means that's what comes out from Rava. No, that is the pshat and Rava. The pshat and Rava is. The two Tanayim, one holds that the Pasuk is Darshan as Aroi Dafka, and the other one holds Keva Dafka, meaning Tanakama's Drasha will be that it has to be Aroi, and of Yehuda's Drasha will be has to be Keva. Good, I think that's better, because otherwise it was bothering me. Okay, the Rav is going back on the first case. No, he means that is Rav. Now, Rav only gave us half the story, in other words. All Rav focused on was the drasha of the Rabbanan that it has to be a roi and not keva. But says the Ramban, it's either that or the pasuk has to darsh in the opposite, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir keva, it's that he looks at that same pasuk and he expounds it in the opposite direction. The Ramban is very ambiguous, doesn't really give us the drasha. What drasha? The drasha of dafka arai is what the Gemara has explicitly on that base, right? The pasuk that Rava darshins, Shivas Yomim, the Torah said, Amr Torah, Pukachiv says, Ko Shivas Yom, same with Yiras Kara, Shiva Diras Arai. If not that drasha, then what would the Ramban mean? The pasuk midrash the other way, the Ramban doesn't spell it out. The Chura, the Pnei Yeshua, comes in here and steps in, and he basically says a pshat in the Ramban that the same pasuk can dash in the other way. Shivas Yom means for 7 days, that's your home. Where is it? The same drasha, Shivas Yamin, can either be saying Arai, or it can be saying Keva. The Iker Plugged tonight, Dios Keva, Bino, Dios Arai, Bino, Nira Li, the Shnei Mikra Echa Darshu, says the Pnei Yeshua. The old Darshing, one Pasik. Chaga Sukos Tasucha Shivas Yamin. It's really not the Pasik of Rav. Rav's Pasik is Basukos Teish with Shivas Yamin. That's in Parshas Emor. The Pasik that the Pnei Yeshua is quoting is where? Anyone know? Where is that?
Right.
That's in Re'eh. Very good. Okay. The Shivas Yamim Miyuter. The Kray Tuba B'sukkos Teish Shivas Yamim. We have Sukkim like that. Ela Karchak Du'in Asiyah Sukkah Ayri. We're talking about the Tasa. Like it says, Tasa Lecha. The Asiyah Sukkah has to be Shivas Yamim, which means one of two things. L'man Damadira Sarai B'inan Dorish Lei Kedi Isa B'esh Bechiltin. She ikamits a sukkah, she yaso, so kedach, she rogu lasos, dira, lishvat yom bilvad, then dia sabra. You know, chaga sukkos tasarucha. Asiya sukkah should be araidik, shivas yomim, temporary. Manda oma, diras kvabi inon savi ipcha. The shivas yomim, haina she yaso, osa al kopanim, that it should be ruilis, kayim, in 7 days without having to do anything. Vainu kein diras keva, kein nirali. And he concludes, vachain nire gamkin, miloshin haramban, besefer mochamos, brish mechilte. In other words, what does he see in the Ramban? That Shneyem Mikra Echadarshu. What did the Ramban say? It's either a Kpeda on Arai versus Keva, or a Kpeda on Keva versus Arai. Ramban doesn't let us in on what the Drasha is. The Drasha that Arai Dafka is really the Pasuk that Rava quoted, Vesukos Teish Shivas Yomim. And then the other direction, it's not clear. Yeshua picks the case, picks the other Pasuk, Chakas Gos Tasach Shivas Yomim. I believe you look in the Meiri Da Beis, I think he mentions B'toch HaDvarim that the Manda Omar Keva could be looking at the word Teshvu. It's another possibility. Teshvu Shasyam. Teshvu means This is what I was alluding to before with the Tosfot Rush, but that's the drasha, the taste. We have to make it into a diras keva. The taste defines the sukkah itself. Again, so we have all these possibilities to play with what the Ramban means, that it's midrash one way or midrash the other way, but that's the Ramban's approach. It can be a middle ground. And therefore, the be'inan of Rabbi Yehuda will mean literally be'inan. It has to be keva. Now, you notice the next line of the Ramban is what clearly was on the mind of the Ramban was that afuke, the alternative. Not to have said this would have meant that Rabbi Yehuda's diras keva would mean just that it could be keva, but it could also be a ra. But what would be the problem that we raise with that? Sugya of lo asi ol arayim vata ol keva. Who's calling it ol keva? Meaning only talking about one case, not other cases. Listen to the next word of the line of the Ramban. Having said what he just said, that the pasuk is either going to teach us one direction, dafka, or the other direction, dafka, either arai and not keva, or keva and not arai, umishimahachi, pasuk v'tani Rabbi Yehuda, that's the reason. See, the words now should be jumping off the page to you, what he means here, if it didn't already. Mishimahachi, pasuk v'tani, that's why it can say definitively without any type of differentiation. Pasuk v'tani means without caveats that what the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda can say definitively. B'yashin tachas mita v'tachas kila b'chol sukkah diyatsa. By every sukkah. Were I to hold Rabbi Yehuda's machshir after diras keva, that means you have to start looking at each case for itself. And a diras keva sukkah, then you're yotzei tachas mita. If it's a diras arai sukkah, you're not yotzei. That's not what it sounds like. Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk v'tani, you're yotzei. That's because I'm right. Because the sukkah is by definition going to have to be keva, because once it's kashav keva, then the pasuk obviously didn't mean la'afuke keva, then it meant the opposite. Then the drasha goes the other way. It had to be keva. That's where Yehuda can always say, Yotze, my taima, kol sukkah. Kol sukkah. Don't differentiate. Kol sukkah diras keva, vahani diras arai, vlasu diras arai, vato keva. Vahainanami shitasida abaye. And that's abaye here. So we see a very different approach that the Ramban is presenting within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, within Abaye. Not that Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir after Diras Keva, and we have to find a way to the Miyasha, the Sugya later. No. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is Keva Dafka, Be'inan, because the Pasuk either goes one way or the other. But now I ask you, Rabosai, the following question. Noam, I know you're very, very patient. You'll come soon. Don't forget what you want to ask. Very simple question. Why did the Ramban have to say that Abaya was Chose? I mean, I understand it could be what was driving the Ramban is just a Kashim Chafalif. But I think there's more here. Tosis had a problem he started with. Namely, does Abaye, who identifies Rabbi Yehuda as of the opinion of Diras Keva Be'ina, does that mean that Abaye is interpreting the Mishnah like Rava? After all, Abaye asked on Rava. So you see, he was Choser, he accepted the answer. No, you don't have to say that. Why? Because even if the Pshat and the Mishnah could be like the other Amorayim, even if Abaye didn't hear Rava's answer, but meanwhile, what do I have here? I have a case of a sukkah, l'mala meyasrin. That's kosher. So you see, diras keva. What's wrong with that? And the Ramban just assumed it had to be that Abaye was choser and he agreed with Rav. What's that about? Now, the first, here's my question. What's wrong with what Tosa said? Lamaisa, you have a case which is Keva. Go ahead.
I remember we asked last time in Shia that according to that logic, the Rabbanan also holds Keva. because according to if the Mishnah is going according to Vera or Rava, then they also master.
So you're saying good. Let me tell you what I think you're saying. Very, very nice. The first thought is this connects to the second part of the Rambam. Since Ramban feels that the pasuk is either or, it's not shaykh to say both are good. Either the pasuk is interpreted, whatever the pasuk is, b'dafka arai, not keva, or b'dafka keva lo arai. If you're going to tell me that the metzias of Rabbi Yehuda is l'mal mi'esrim is keva, because it's keva. So it means that he's machshir keva. If he's machshir keva, then what does that mean? That what's no good? What's no good? Arai. That means that everybody's machayev the mezuzah? It's not true. Not everybody's machayev. There must be somebody that holds that it's part of the mezuzah. That it's only arai. Now you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kasher l'mal mi'esrim. That means that, and he's not mekabel Rava's answer, right? So then that means that who holds that right? It's got to be a mandama that holds that right. That's what you're saying, Rafi? No, yes?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. But let's go deeper. I think there's something more here. Why didn't, and we'll see, there's one line in the Ra'ah that really gives us away. And we did it once before, so it'll be chazar for some of you. Why couldn't the Ramban understand that Abaye was not chozer from his kasha and Rava, and still no, he can point to Rabbi Yehuda and say Rabbi Yehuda holds diras keva because the fact is that l'mal mi'esrim is keva. That's what Tosa said. Instead, the Ramban assumes that he was chozer. That's the first part of the Ramban. Why? So this goes back to explaining what was Abaye's kasha and Rava. What was Abaye driving at in the kasha? Rava comes with a drasha. The Torah wants it to be arai and not keva. And that's the problem of l'mal mi'esrim. Fekta by el me'ata. What did the Abaye ask? No, what did he ask? El me'ata. Mechitzas shobarzel. Are you going to tell me if this shobarzel is a problem? We don't find that that's a problem. According to you, that should be a problem. So, Rava had to give it the answer. There's a chiluk between mechitzas shobarzel and l'mal mi'esrim. L'mal mi'esrim couldn't have been arai, Mechitzas Barzel, he could have made it arai. But when Abaye had this question, what was he trying to show? So what do you see? You're wrong, Rava. So therefore, in what way? Where was Rava's flaw according to Abaye? So there are two ways to explain that question. What would you say? What was Abaye driving at? What's the Parshat Pshat you're thinking then? So you see that your distinction that you're saying that it's the Torah disqualified Keva is not true. You see, you can make Mechitzas Barzel. So you see, it could be Keva. So it could be L'mal Me'asrim too. It could be Keva. The Torah never disqualified Keva. Ma'ishna Mechitzas Barzel. So you see, you're telling me a new drasha, that you're telling me that it's possible if it's Keva. It can't be. It could be Kasher if it's Keva. So it must be Nupsha in the Mishnah. That's how Tosus learned. Tosis says, okay, so Abaye held his ground. He didn't like Rava's answer. Rava was machalik. No, that's different because he could have made it arai. So that's what's called arai. But this is good. No, so Abaye had to learn pshat differently. But the mice, the case of Rabbi Yehuda is the case of keva, right? But it could be that the basis for Abaye's kasha, and this is also where Rabbi Rav Zera didn't accept Rava's reason, is something else. What they hold is that it may be that Torah is makbid and arai and not keva. But what case qualifies as keva as opposed to arai? Mechitzas Barzel. You're calling that keva? Who says? Okay, it's arai, but I made stronger walls in my diras arai. It's a diras arai, but I made stronger walls. Says Abaye, that's what's going on with you. It's still arai. Right? You agree that, right? So I'll tell you something. L'mal me'esrim is also arai. Okay, it's high. But it's a diras arai. It's just a taller diras arai. It's a more fortified diras arai. It's stronger support on the diras arai. What Abaye is getting at is that you can't pass l'mal me'esrim because of diras keva. It's still called diras arai. If that was Abaye's kasher avosa, that l'mal me'esrim is still called diras arai, then you've lost Tosa's answer. No? What did Tosa's answer? How is Abaye Medayik from Rav Yehuda Lumal Me'esrim that he holds the Rav's Kevabin and I Abaye asked the Kasan Rava? So what did Tosa's answer? Well, it's true he doesn't agree with Rava. He truly argues at Rava. But meanwhile, you see in Rav Yehuda that the Rav's Keva works. Why? Because the case of Lumal Me'esrim is the Rav's Keva. Nothing doing. According to Ramban, the reason Abaye was asking was he was trying to show you that Lamal Meyesim is still called Diras Arai. So I have no indication of you to hold Diras Keva. It must be that Abaye accepted Rava's answer. What did Rava answer? No, there's a difference. Mechitzas Shabbos is called Arai. And this is called Keva because it couldn't be sustained on weaker supports. And it is called Keva. But it's a difference between this case and the other case. Mela, then comes out that the drash machokis is going to be, what is the Torah makbid on, one or the other? But to say that Abaye held his ground would not solve our problem here, because then you're not going to be able to prove Rabbi Yehuda holds diras keva be'inan from Lamal Me'esrim, because if you held by his kasha, then that would be a case of diras arai, not diras keva. Tosis understood the question of Abaye was that you see the Torah is even machshir diras keva, b'chitz d'barzel, so too Lamal Me'esrim, it's all good. It could be keva. The Ramban learns the kasha was that kishem the machitz d'barzel is kasha because you treat that as arai, so Lamal Me'esrim, you treat that as arai as well. Where do I see this? In one line of the Ra'ah. One line of the Ra'ah should give away this. But I think suggesting for the Ramban that could be the basis of the kasha of Abaye. Take a look at both sides in the Ra'ah. Again, he struggles with some of the same questions. He supplies some other possible answers to the kasha. But there's one line in the beginning. He has to deal with the kasha. How does this sugya square with Rava before? Abaye argued on Rava. So he says, first of all, he says, the sugya goes like Rava. Seems to go like Rava. That the reason of the machokis is diras arai. But then he says doesn't have to prove that Abaye holds like Rava. Take a look. Rabbo say, have the ra'ah. First he says, v'ho asya liba de Rava. Da'amah tamayu de Rabban mishim diras arai be'inan. Rav yudin ma'ashti sabah diras keva be'inan. Fine. V'lo hechreichahu. Da Abaye spiru ke Rava. The sugya goes like Rava, seemingly, but it's not really absolutely for sure that Abaye holds like Rava. Why? The afilu l'Rava l'Rav Zera, the Amri, the Rav Tai Mishim Diras Arai, even according to Rava Rav Zera, that hold that the reason is not Diras Arai, they kul machshirim in Malmi Esrim, everybody could be machshir in some cases in Malmi Esrim. Right. According to Rabbi Rav Zera, do I have a case of Lamal Me'esrim is kasher? According to Rabbi, yes. What case? Case of Schach. According to Rav Zera, bigger than Dalal Dal. So everyone, there are cases. Mikol Makom, Shapi Nakat, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Vada Yisli Svarad. Rabbi Yehuda, it's compelling because every case is kasher. So that sounds Al Derech what? Al Derech who? So far? Nope. What is he basically saying? Like who? Like Tosas. But then he says, but wait, this may not work. This may not work. Why? And even if you tell me, the Rab of Rav Zera, meaning Kushad Abaye, right, that they hold a Kushad Abaye, Lamala me Esrim Amma, Lo Chashab Lu Kviyusa, Lamala me Esrim is not considered to them Kviyus, it's not considered to be Keva. So then you've lost what we just said. That Rabbi Yehuda for sure is Svarada. No. The reason why they argue on Rava, because Lamal Me'esrim is not called Keva. So then we can't say what we just said. That's Mamish what we just pointed out. That's the Ramban. That's where the Ramban couldn't accept Tosa's solution. Continues the Ra'ah, but nevertheless, Abaye learned the Pshat, Aliba de Rava. So he says in Aliba de Rava, And according to the others, you could get it from other sources of those Giras Keva. You could take the Mishnah and the Tachas Amita, or you could take the case in Yuma Daf Yud. Abaya happens to go, well, even though he doesn't agree with Rava, but for Rava it works because of Rava's source. You want, ask me, I'll pick another source, but I'll be nice. I'll give you your source. And then he has another possibility that Abaya didn't even tell you where he got Rav Yehuda from. The Gemara spoke it out. So the Gemara is going to leave it to Rav. These are all suggestions. But notice, he started saying what Tosa said, and he says, but if that doesn't work, I have to tell you something else. Why wouldn't it work? Because L'chashuv L'kfiyus. Okay, so we have L'chaira. We have laid out here the two Mahalchim. We have the Tosas, you know, Peretz, Tosa Rush. One way to read Rav Yehuda in the Sugya. Machshira Filu. Keva, the Inan is Rav Dafka. We work out the Sugya Schafalev, however, we work it out, the Sugya Nyuma, Babizuza. This is Tosus approach. And we have the Mechamus and the Ramban. And according to Tosus, Abai wasn't necessarily Choser, but he could still infer from Yehuda to glean that he's Machshe Bekeva, and that's enough, that's all that we mean to say here. According to Ramban, clearly Abai had to be Choser, because if he held by his Kasha, then he would have no answer at Tosus had. But he was Choser, and the pshat of the machokis within Rav is going to be polar opposites. The drasha goes one way or the other, and if the be'inan according to Ramban is dafka, be'inan has to be keva and not arai, and the other ones say arai below keva, and therefore a view that fits perfectly with the line of the other seven. And Ramban himself is merame, they had to be this way. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Nachafalef spoke about all cases of mita, and he says you're always yodse. Because every single case, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has to be Keva. What is the nafkamina of Rabbi Yehuda's Keva? He doesn't tell us. Nope. Does it have to be Lamal Meyesrim? I can't imagine that. It doesn't say that. L'machshir. What's the application of Rabbi Yehuda's requirement of Keva within the Ramban? One thing you can probably say, right? That who couldn't, what shir sukkah could not be kashir? What? Basil. That much yet to say. The other ones about Zavios and the other things with Rav Yehuda hold like this and that one, Tosa says, they're not necessarily all in the same camp. But there is a minimum Shia Sukkah that's called Keva. Rabbi says Dalet al Dalet, Amis, Beshame says Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, Vav al Vav fails both tests, right? So certainly Rav Yehuda, right, would not be able to accept a Silasit. That much we can say. Beyond that, it's hard to say. According to Tosus or Bosai, Chazir over again. According to Tosus, could Rav Yehuda hold like Basilis Shia Sukkah? Yes. Okay, no. Now we want to hear from you. Yeah. No, ay. You forgot. Okay, Cheva, who has a question? Yeah, Eita. You'll remember in a minute.
The Gemara
Kafal,
is that? There's no... Who's speaking there?
It's one pshat in the Gemara that wants to run up the machlokas.
Why
is
that
not the shtim
with the
baye? The Gemara says, Tamid the Gemara, Yehuda Tanei, that holds Diras Keva. So if the Diras Keva of Yehuda, you're saying maybe that's Aliba Derav. Maybe that's...
Why are we trying to like force
but again,
the
even.
Gemara?
But again, even with Rabbi, you're still going to have to figure out where does he review those dafka keva?
I mean, if you bring that as a kach and a baye, so why is that a kach and a baye?
Who are you asking on? Why did Tosis ask the kach, or what did Tosis Rush ask the kach?
Asked it on himself. Ramban seems to imply.
Yeah, because the Maisa, the Tosis Rush did not go the route of the Ramban, that it has to be keva. So the Tosis Rush, they're really two different things. I mean, they're not. He says it. Abaya could have stayed by his kasha, held on to his kasha, but still gleaned from Rabbi Yehuda that it's kasha l'mal me'esim, so keva's kasha. Fine. But meanwhile, do you see Rabbi Yehuda dafka keva? You don't. So the kasha is even within Rava, seemingly. Where do you see Rabbi Yehuda that every single sukkah has to be keva?
The Ramban seems to mention that though as like within Abaya, that's why Abaya has to be chozer.
No, the Ramban says it when he says later on that the Krav Midrash, either one way or the other, that's when he says, and that's why he's talking about all cases of Mita. And that's the second paragraph. earlier, he talks about the, we didn't read it, but that's the earlier part, talks about that Abaye was chozer. And he says, to the end of that page, the Ibra Yisim, Rav Yehuda Tamei, Dam Sugdi Rav Kva V'inan, V'hanimili K'Rav Asiyan. That Sugya goes like Rav, the Ilu L'Rab of Rav Zera. Yet this is an important line. Let's just look at that line, the end of the first paragraph. The Sugya has to go like Rav. The Ilu L'Rab of Rav Zera, Lo Shaminan Le B'Kur Mechilten Rav Yehuda, B'Dir Rav Kva K'Rum, Tvei Mirabana. See, the Ramban is saying, according to the others, not like Rava, Rabbi Rav Zera, there is no indication about Diras Keva in Rabbi Yehuda more than the Chachamim. The Chachamim Machshir Mal Me'asrim in some cases too, right? If it's Magir's Rishach, if it's more than Dalet Al Dalet, Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir in more cases. But there's nothing about that that speaks to the question of Diras Keva pinned on Rabbi Yehuda more than the Chachamim. That's the Ramban's position. That's the foil to Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, there is something more in Diras Keva and Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that he's machshir in more cases means that he's obviously, the Torah does not have this hakpada. It's true, L'mayis and Rabbi Rav Zera, it's also, it's true that it could be kasher, but I guess it's kasher in more cases, Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore we see that it's more, I guess I should spell this out, there's a ha'ara here, maybe you're asking, maybe you're not. Within Tosfos and Tosfos HaRash, why is Rabbi Yehuda more connected to Diras Keva? If we don't have to accept Rava, right? We can hold the Kash of Abaye, right? So why is Rabbi Yehuda more aligned with Diras Keva than the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir Mal Me'asrim. The Chachamim are disqualifying Mal Me'asrim, but there are cases that they're Machshir, right? According to Rabba in one case, according to Rav Zera in another case. So to the extent that you want to find a Mandam or Diras Keva, which anyway means that it's Kasher by Keva, and then it translates into what Tosfos says in Daf Chaf Aleph. But it starts by the fact that he's machshir by Keva. So it's not just Rabbi Yehuda. It's everybody. Okay, so what? Why does that matter? And that's what the Ramban is trying to say here in the end of the first paragraph. When he asks, he says, according to Rabbi Rav Zera, Lo shaminan le bekul mechilten Rabbi Yehuda b'diras Keva k'chum t'fei mirabana. And so for the Ramban, the answer is, Abaye was chozer, and it's the sugi here is like Aliba de Rava, and so is the sugi Chafala for Aliba de Rava. According to the Tosfos HaRash, in a Chinami, the sugi Chafala could be Aliba de Abaye or Rava. Could be like Zera, could be like Rabba. And yet, who are we looking at when we say Diras Keva Binyan? Who are we pointing to? Rabbi Yehuda, Lamal Miasim Kasher. And the Chachamim also Lamal Miasim Kasher in some cases. For Rabba in his case and Rav Zera in his case. And again, this is part of what the Ramban is asking. So what? That's one more piece you have to fill in here. But then Tosa, why are we picking Rabbi Yehuda? It's only that he's, so he said he's machshir more cases. So. But it's only that I see. So the lesson of the Rosh Hashanah, you see it for sure. You see it more, it's more obvious. Okay, could be that. But maybe there's something else. Yeah.
According to Tosfos, how do we know we pass it like Rava in general?
Yeah, that's the big tumul in the Rift that we'll get to after the last Tosfos. That's the big tumul. Who do we pass it like? It's a lot to talk about.
We just lost and, Araya from Parakaya.
Yeah. So, Tosfos doesn't say who we pass it like. That's a big shiloh to pass it like. Funus Magiris Lischach, Kasher Apostle. Big question. Is it Lamala Meyasin Magiris Lischach? If we hold like Rava, good, then it's Kasher. So that Rav is possible. Big question to discuss, right? Who do we hold that? That's coming. Anyway, so why are we picking on Rabbi Yehuda? But the way that we said Pesach Chafav with the Tosa Rush, that the sukkah is defines itself as keva. Once it's kasha to do it, l'mal me'esrim, the sukkah defines itself as keva. Where is that more likely to be the case? If it's sometimes kasha l'mal me'esrim, or it's always kasha l'mal me'esrim? Always. I understand that Torah didn't give me a direct peda on keva. But if l'maisa, the case of keva that you keep trying to point to, that's kasha, is few and far between, that I don't know if I could build a whole case on that and say that the sukkah, by its very nature, is keva because the Torah wasn't insisting on it. Maybe there's no drasha that the Torah insisted on it, but lemaisa, the cases of keva that you want to point to are usually no good, for whatever the reason. Could be that the whole binyan that we have here from the Tosfos Rashi is more shaykh within Rabbi Yehuda because of the fact that he doesn't see any barriers at all to a case of keva. And therefore, there must be that regular sosu keva and it's menela keva. Could be, I don't know if you have to say this or not, it could be that, to say that it's more partial Rabbi Yehuda, the other cases are more obvious. But again, the Ramban has nothing of this. But the Ramban, there really is nothing within Rabbi Rav Zera that should put Rabbi Yehuda more within Deres keva than anyone else. And the real answer to our sugi and chaf aleph is that the sugi is gol give it the rava, and because Abaye was chozer, and that's why Abaye can say it because Abaye was chozer. Okay, this is a lot of chazer, but I think it should be clear, hopefully close to crystal clear, to hear the different mahalchim in what comes out of the sugi. Let's go on a little bit to the next inyan. Again, we'll see a little bit of an overlap. In the list, you have a Yehuda number 3. Right, we had Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, and we had Rabbi Yehuda. Next we had who? Rav Shimon, that was 4. Shimon's the number of Tfanos, or the basis for the halacha of the number of Tfanos, indicates Diras Keva. Number 5 in the list, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, the Sanya. Ha'osa sukasa b'rosha agala o b'rosha svina. So the Gemara has a quotation of a brisa, which, as quoted here, have two cases: sukkah berosh agala, berosh asfina. Rabbi Gamliel posa kibamachshir. So, what do we have in Rabbi Gamliel? The halacha of diras keva, because he disqualifies in two cases. Zaktosis. Ha'osis sukkah berosh agala, berosh asfina. The command the perak hayashen that davchabeis. Masnisin diktani ksheira gasina b'rosh ha'agala. Aval hacha b'braisa b'pukta d'ra Gamliel b'Rabbi Akiva omer Rabbeinu Tam d'lo gasinan lei. So Rabbeinu Tam says, as quoted by Tosis, that we should leave out the case of b'rosh ha'agala. This braisa has a machokas and gives us shidas Rabbi Gamliel, who says it's no good. What Tosis is suggesting, Rabbeinu Tam is suggesting, is the psul of Rabbi Gamliel is only on which case? On Sfina. So when the Mishnah talks about what's kosher, it can talk about Gola too. But that's kosher l'kulia. But the Braisa that brings the dissenting view, Rabbi Gamliel, who's posel, that only mentions one case. So that means that Tosis is amending the girsa here. Since we're quoting the Braisa and quoting Rabbi Gamliel, who holds Sukkas Diras Keva Binan, so we only have one case to be mentioned and not two. The Chain Rabbeinu Chanana Lo Garesle. And why is that? Sheberosha Agala Lo Pligi. How does Tosis know that there can't be a Machokis Berosha Agala? Says Tosis, the Hamaskina, the Perka Yashain, the Gemara comes out over there and Sugya Chav Gimel, the Pligi. Yechol lamo beruach mitzuya diabasha, ve'en yechol lamo beruach mitzuya diyam. Let's take a look at the Gemara Tosis is quoting. Yeah, take a look at the sugya Chav Gimel. Okay, so again, you see the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah Chavez in the days. Osa Sukasa Barosha Agala Oberosha Sfina Kshera. So there's no doubt the Girsa is both cases. That's the case of Kshera. That's clear. We'll soon see the Rashi having to do here, but that's the case of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisin. The Mishnah has two cases that are kosher. Agala and Rosha Sfina. So Mani Masnisin Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. The Sanya. Quotes, the Gemara now quotes a Braisa. As quoted in the Gemara here, the Sanya, Ha'osa Sukaso Berosh Hasfina. So before you know Rashi or Tosis, a person learns Bekias. They learn the Zayin of the days, and they see a Bisanya, and see two cases mentioned. Then they go Bekias and they get the Daf Chav Gimel a few weeks later, right? And then they see the Sanya, Sukaso Berosh Hasfina. So they should be asking, wait a second, what's the Girsa here? One case, two cases. Same Braisa being quoted, right? Rabbi Gamliel posts Rabbi Akiva Machshir. That's the Braisa we are quoted, the beginning of the Braisa. The answer is in the Chinami. This is exactly the question. Tosis over here on Chav Gimel Med Aleph says, Shapi Goris be Braisa Rosh HaGola. I tell you, we can be Goris both. The Priginami Rosh HaGola, Ki Depricious Le'il. I told you, we're going to get to the end of the Tosis. Yeah, the end of the Tosis says Rabbeinu Tam is not correct. We have a way to be Miyashev. Velo Kemosha Pirsha Beno Tam, the Parakama. So Tosis tells us, put it in over here. Tosis, Dav Zayin and Beis, quotes a Beno Tam to take it out. We have it in our page. Tosis takes it out. And then we have the page in Chav Gimel that has it out, and Tosis will put it back in. Yeah, Kachaza, that's what you have here. But either way, it's not consistent. You got to either put it in or take it out. Are they arguing Betarti? Both cases, are they arguing only by what? Okay, so this is how it starts, and then we have a Maisa that quoted in the Braisa. Maisa, we have Rabbi Akiva, Shibayim Besvina, they were there on Sukkis on a boat. Amad Rabbi Akiva, Vasa Sukkah, Rosh Hasvina. So here the case, the story is the Rosh Hasvina case. Lamacher Nashva Ruach Va'akarta, comes the wind of the sea and knocks down the Sukkah, Amad Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva Hechen Sukkascha. See, I'm right. Sukkah got knocked down by the wind. You see, it was min hashemayim. It's a pasul of sukkah, right? Where it shows that the very sibra that it's pasul is, you see, because of the wind. Okay, that's the brice. Amar Abaye, what's the case with this machokes b'rosh hasfina? Now Abaye is not relating to Rosh HaGola. We don't even know if there's a machokes b'rosh HaGola. That's hanging in the balance here with the girsa. The Mishnah says both because it says kasha. That's shita of Yakiva. But the machokes that they have, are they arguing about Rosh HaSfina only, or also Rosh HaGola? But meanwhile, the Gemara is setting up the Machlokes by Rosh HaSfina. When do they argue, when do they not argue? Amar Abaye, the Kula Yalma, everybody would agree as follows. Heicha de'ena yechol lamo beruach mitzuya diabasha. So you have wind that's typical for dry land, and you have wind that's typical for the sea, which is obviously stronger wind. So the common wind of Yabasha, which is weaker, could it, if it be a sukkah brosh hasfina, that sukkah was not strong enough to withstand the common wind of Yabasha, then lo krumhi. Then all would agree that's paso, in other words, even who? Even Rabbi Akiva would not count that as anything. However, yechol lamo b'she'ena mitzuyah diyabasha. On the other hand, if it's strong enough that it can withstand even what's called a ruach she'ena mitzuya of Yabasha. In other words, Yabasha's wind. I'm sorry. Eina yechol lam she'ena mitzuya diyabasha. Ku yamu lo pligi dikshera. In other words, if it's strong enough to withstand the equivalent of ruach mitzuya diyam, what is the strong wind of the yam, which is common, the equivalent of what by Yabasha? The hurricane wind. In other words, what would be typical in the coast would be atypical for the Yabasha. So if it could withstand that kind of wind would be for sure fine. That would be, even Rabbi Gamliel would say it's fine. He wouldn't be passing. Just because it's on a boat, but if it's strong enough to be able to withstand Ruach Mitsuya de Yabasha, which is in Mitsuya de Yam, that would be fine. Watch the Machokas. Ki pligi b'diachol alam al bruch mitzuya diabasha v'eni chol lamod what b'ruach she'ini mitzuya diabasha i.e., he could not be able to withstand what? Ruch Mitzvah Diyan. Those are the two, those are equal. So here we have the following machokas. Rabbi Gamliel Savar, and this is how it ties into Dav Zayin Amud Beis, because what did Abaye say? Who did he identify as holding Diras Keva Bein? Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel who pasul Brosh HaSvina, that's the case that we're discussing here that Abaye is setting up. Rabbi Gamliel Savar, but Sukkah Diras Keva Beinan, Sukkah Diras Keva. Therefore, because of that, the came the any chol lam bruch mitzvah diyam again, which is the enemy mitzvah of Yabasha. If he couldn't withstand what's coming in where you are now, even though the chefza itself could withstand the wind on Yabasha, but if it can't withstand where it is now, lav kumhi. Why? Because diras keva beinan. That's the equation the Gemara is setting up here. Diras keva beinan requires that it has within it the power to withstand the wind basher who where you are bayam. And that's why it's no good. Rabbi Kiva says it's okay. Why? Because he holds Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, and therefore for Diras Arai, all you have to do to pass that test is have it to be able to be withstanding Ruach Mitzuya Deya Yabasha. Not Ruach She'ena Mitzuya Deya Yabasha. The Kiva the Yechol Ambruch Mitzuya Deya Yabasha K'shev. Says Rashi, in the first case, where it couldn't even stand the Ruach Yabasha, Ruach Mitzui Yabasha, Lo Kumhu, Da Filu Diras Arai Lo Havi. Why would that be no good according to everybody? Because that wouldn't even qualify as Diras Arai. Chefza couldn't withstand a typical wind of Yabasha, then for sure it's no good if you put it on the sphere. But if it's Yechol Lamud Ruach She'ena Mitzui Yabasha, Da Hainu Says Rashi Ruach Mitzui Yam. So in that case, it couldn't withstand even. So then, would be a machokas, right? The kula yama afagav the inu medes bruch she'ena mitzuya diyam. The afilu man deboy sukkah diras keva ika. I'm not sure. The Rashi seemed to be out of order. No, I'm not sure. Am I right? Kulayama. What? What case is that? The Kulayama?
It's called Kulayama
Lopigi Bikshera. Bikshera. So that should be coming. And then what's the Yechol Lama Mitzvah?
That's right. Yechol Lama Baruch Shem Mitzvah. Yabasha Kulayama Lopigi
is kosher. Ah, you're going in the case that's kosher. Yeah. You know, it could withstand the Ruach Shem Mitzvah Yabasha. Yeah, that's good. I'm sorry. Yeah, that it goes together. Yeah. In the case, that's the second point. Everyone would agree in the other direction. Yeah, it's good. The case where it would withstand even in a Mitzvah Yabasha, which is Ruach Mitzvah Yam, then it's Kasher. What's the Machokas? Yes, yeah, good. What's the Machokas? If it withstands the Ruach Mitzvah Yabasha and not Ruach Mitzvah Yam. So it's interesting to think about this, why this exactly is the litmus test for Keva or Arai. Think about that. But let's, for the sake of the Hashlam of the Tosis, what's Tosis now bringing in for this issue? Chayra, ma inyan zeh to what? To a machokas regarding what? Regarding agola. Chayra, the way that Gemara sets up the machokas is a very specific machokas to define kevan arai vis-a-vis an inyan having to do with what type of wind could this sukkah withstand on the sphere. So now, if you bring in agola, then you're going to have to create some basis for tying that machokas into the question of keva versus arai. So what's bothering Tosis? Chora, that's not what the Gemara is discussing. So seemingly, the Gemara shows that the case that they're arguing about versus arai versus keva is only about the case of spina. And therefore, delete the case of agola. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Says Tosfos, however, Miu Yeshu Yitchos. Okay, so it's back in our Tosfos. So that's what Tosfos go garishne. The Hamaskinah Peka Yashin the Pliki Becholam Beruch Mitzuyah Abasha and Yecholam Beruch Mitzuyah Diyam. Miu Yeshu Yitchos. The Chihai Gavna Amar Yecholam Beruch Mitzuyah the Aretz and Yecholam Beruch Mitzuyah Shabirosha Agala. Kivin the Naida. What's Tosfos trying to do here in Yeshu Yitchos? He's trying to apply the standard litmus test of the Gemara Chav Gimel to the case of Agala. How so? By Svina, we have to measure, the machokas will be, if you measure the Ruach, it could withstand, not by where it is now, but by what would be if it were in Yabasha. But if it wouldn't withstand what's typical for Yam, then that's the machlokes. Says Tosus, a similar thing would be by Agala. Meaning, there's the wind of the Agala, of Rosh Agala, and then there's the wind of what's not Rosh Agala. So if it's make a sukkah on the top of a wagon, and it would have within it to withstand the Ruach Mitzuya of Aretz, where things are stationary, and not the Ruach Mitzuya, what's common for the Rosh Agala, so that would be the same machlokes as by Sfina. Rabbi Gamliel would say, no good, because it can withstand what? The Ruach Mitzuya of Agala. And Rabbi Kiva would say it's kosher because it withstand the Ruach Mitzuya of Aretz. What makes Ruach Mitzuya of Agala, Rosh Agala, different, Tosa says? What aspect? Why is it different wind? Because it's moving. So when it's moving, I guess, is the different forces, a different wind, and therefore the movement itself could create the effects of a stronger power to knock down the sukkah. That's what Tosa seems to be saying. I don't understand something Pashit and Cheshbin, because typically, where were the sukkahs made? In the time of the Mishnayis, for sure. How long was sukkah?
The
on the roof. So understand. So now, the roofs also have a higher wind, no? Not because of the movement, but I mean, I think it's a higher altitude. There's also more wind, no, than the earth. Below Shamanu, that there's going to be a question if it can withstand the wind that you measure by the earth, by the down below, by the backyard's wind versus the wind of the roof. I mean, no one.
Maybe that's
referring to the Aretz. Tosus is same because of Naidas, okay. But really, I mean, Rosh Agala, Lachar, whatever it is, it's wherever it is. I mean, by the Gag
of the... No, it's like very...
Because it's rickety. Yeah. Anyway, okay, we have to finish. V'lom estav v'kral, Tosus says, I don't like this defense. Ela me'ata, lifnugu besukah sheb Rosh Agala, kimi de Naida mischazi karai. Tosus is bringing in the fact that it's Naida could be its own issue. What I have to talk about, Naida, Naida means it moves. In terms of the fact that it has a different wind. Just talk about the fact that it has a certain temporary quality because it's moving. And that would be the reason of a given Lepaso by Agala, because it's moving. And that, the very same, make a new litmus test. The litmus test would be the fact that it's Naida. And then Va'od Kashi says, the Barosh HaSfina Nami Naidi. So we have the same problem of Naidi by Sfina, it's moving. Just say the fact that it's Naidi means it looks like it's alright. So then use that as the base. Now, where is Tosus coming from when he talks about this problem of Naidi? Who did in fact incorporate the idea of Naidi into this discussion? Rashi here, Rashi on Chav Gimel, take a closer look. Tosus here says, Miyesh li yashik, Moshef Farshik, Hamresh HaYoshen, Gabi Sukkah, Shesamcha B'Kari Amita, and he's going to bring, we're going to now get into another case, that Lefishitas Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Letamei. So far we discussed Rabbi Yehuda Letamei of Diras Keva with Umar Meyesu. And we discussed it in terms of Yashin Tachas Amita. And we discussed Mezuzah, Sukkah, Bechayb, Mezuzah. According to Shitas Rashi and Chaf Aleph, there's another mission that has to do with that. And within that Pshat of Rashi, there's all Arichas and Tosus they have to look at with the Tosus of Rashi. And Mitzvah Shem, Chayel Chayel.